The snow is getting worse, isn't it? It's even hard to see the path ahead. Oh, my love, you're shaking so much. You'll get me worried like this. My poor Sword Coast boy isn't used to the weather in the north, is he? Come here. I know exactly what can help you. Yes, close to me. I'll put my arms around you from behind and see. Isn't that comfy? There's more than enough room for you inside my cloak. One of the advantages of being my little wizard. I know it's a little hard to walk like this with all the snow, but I can feel that we're close. Just a little more, I promise. How do I know that? Oh, come on. I think you should believe my instincts more. How many times have they saved your ass before? Jokes aside, you really shouldn't worry. We'll get there. And I'll use my body to keep you safe and warm the entire way. Finally, can you see it, my love? On top of that hill. Yeah, the big house made of dark wood. That's our new home. It's beautiful, isn't it? Just a few more steps and our new life together officially begins. No more fighting, no more pain, just you and me. Come on, let's go before I start crying and the tears freeze on my face. You really made that strong, fierce woman into a big crybaby, did you know that? And here we are. The old owner said it had everything we might need, and I think he was right. A lot of space, a warm fireplace, soft beds. I specifically asked for one that had a place to put your huge piles of books, too. You're right. It was very expensive, but I think the artifact we sold was worth the huge trouble after all. Believe me, gold won't be an issue. And I made extra sure it couldn't be traced back to us in any way. Yeah. I've been very cautious since, you know, what happened last time. And I don't want anything to bother us now, my love. There's still one part of the house I want you to see, though. Follow me. Our own bathtub. Can you believe it? I've never felt so much like royalty. Honestly, I wish we could try it right now. A hot bath would be like heaven after walking in the snow for weeks. But getting water right now would be so hard, and... All right. I probably should have gotten used to this kind of thing at this point. And the water is already hot, too. You love showing off to me, don't you? Let me just close the door before the steam goes away, and... Time to take off these heavy winter clothes. Why am I staring at you? Really? Honey, with this weather and all this traveling, we haven't had a good fucking weeks. Yes, I'm staring at your body like an orc looking at a piece of venison. Now get in the bath before I pin you down right here. Oh, God, this really feels like heaven. But there's still one thing left. Oh, I think I might be a little more aggressive than usual today, but oh, honey, I just need you so fucking bad. And you don't seem to have any objections either. Fuck, I really miss these lips. And this chest. And every bit of this gorgeous little body. You miss mine as well? Well, why don't you just show me how much you did then? My breasts have been feeling lonely, you know. They grew so used to you playing with them at every single opportunity. No. And no hands? You're gonna use your mouth for this. I have other plans for your hand. It's going down here between my thighs. Oh, God, yes. I'm very, very sensitive. My body is just craving you, my love. You barely need to touch me to drive me crazy at this point. Ah, yes. Oh, suck on my nipples. Suck on them a little harder. Oh, come on, stop being such a tease. Just put those fingers inside my pussy already. Oh, more. Move them faster. Yes. Oh, yeah, and you're eager too, aren't you? Oh, you're almost burying your little face in my chest. Oh. Oh, my love, you're amazing. I'm sorry, I can't take it. There's somewhere else I need you to bury your face in. Hold on my thighs and put your face right between them. Oh, no. just like that, yes. And you don't mind if I pull your hair a little bit, do you? Yes, you'll be my good little wizard tonight. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, God, yes. Put your tongue inside me. Show me how much you really want me, my love. Oh, you know, the first time I thought you wouldn't know how to do this because you'd always spent all your time in the libraries. Oh, I guess book knowledge isn't that bad, is it? Oh, yeah, you're really good at this. Oh, I'm really fucking good. Oh, I think you might have a talent for it. And fuck. Oh, and this talent has to be explored very well, doesn't it? Oh, come on. Suck my clit, too. Yes, that's... Oh, that's perfect. Oh, no, I'm too worked up already. I can't hold back. Fuck. Oh, no, don't stop. Don't you dare fucking stop. I want to come all over your face. Oh, just a little more. Oh, that's it. That's it. That's it, my little wizard. Wow, that was so, so good. Hey, what was that sound? And, how are you bending me over so easily? Bull strength? Isn't that cheating? Yeah, you can't just use magic to be stronger than me. Oh, so you want to be in charge now? I think you're going to have to do better than... Oh, no. No, my hair. Fuck. Yes, I yield. I guess I shouldn't have told you all about my weak spots. Well, now that you've conquered this warrior woman, what are you going to do to her? I think you could maybe take her from behind as your reward, you know, with her body bent over just above the water. Like this. I needed this so bad. I really, really did. Yes, yes, my love. Make up for all these cold nights. All those cold nights in the mountains. Oh, don't start slow. Just fuck me hard. The way you're grabbing my hips. You really are stronger now. Oh, fuck. I think you're going to leave some marks there. Oh, no, I don't want you to hold back. There's no one to hear us in a mile. You can make me scream for you. I'll beg if I have to, please. Please put that cock all the way inside me. Use me. Mark my body as yours. Oh. Keep going. Just like that. Oh, yes, I'm yours. Only yours. Oh, and I want you to fuck me. This every single night. Oh, yes. I'll start moving my hips back against you, too. I just want to feel you. I just want to feel how much I belong to you. Oh, more, please. Please, more. Please, more. I can't get enough of you. I need you. Oh, I want you forever, my love. Please. Oh. Oh, yes, my love. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm getting close again. Fuck, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me harder, please. Go even harder. I love you. I love you so much. Please fill me up. Oh, I need to fill your seat, dripping out of me again. Please, 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 please. Please, my love. Please. Again, again. Every night. Forever. Everything. Fill me up. I'm gonna come all over here. Yes, my love. Come. Come. Yes, I can feel it. Oh, feel me, come on, you. Together. Both of us together forever. Come. Coming together. Wow, you really managed to tire me out this time. That was the best way to compensate for the lost time. You make me so, so happy, my love. You really do. Hey, why are you caressing my scars? My love, you always say these things to me, that they're beautiful, that I'm beautiful. It's still so hard for me to believe them, but it never fails to make me smile. I love you. But you know, I totally let you win our little banter, right? No magic's really going to make you stronger than me. Oh, you don't believe me? Don't worry. I'll make sure to show you next time. Yeah, we can go rest near the fireplace now. I would love that. You can go first, though. I need to take care of something, but I promise I'll be with you in a bit, all right? I'm here now. Why are your eyes open so wide? Is it that shocking to see me in a dress? Okay, I know it is. Even I was when I looked at myself in the mirror for the first time, but I'll get used to it. Now all I want to do is sit next to you and stroke this soft hair and hold your warm hands. That's so perfect, isn't it? What is it, my love? You're making that cute face you always do when you're thinking really hard about something. Oh, you're still curious about that, huh? I can tell you if you really want me to, but I'm a little nervous about what your reaction will be. Fine. Can you cast that life detection spell? I know I'm not dead, silly. Just do it and you'll understand, trust me. See anything different? There are three souls in this room, right? I knew it. Yes, my love. It means exactly what you're thinking. We're gonna be parents. Oh, I've been feeling a little weird lately, but I really wanted to be sure. Please tell me you're as happy as I am. I love you. I love you more than anything. It will be a family now. I wonder if our child is going to be big and strong like me, or small and cute like you. No, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. What matters is that they'll grow to be a gentle and a kind person, because they'll have the best father in the world. Thank you. Thank you for everything, and I'm sorry for barely being able to speak straight. No, it's fine. I really need to calm down, because there's something else I want to say. Okay. Okay, I'm better now. A little. Honey, can you get up, please? I know leaving this comfy spot on the rug feels terrible, but it's important, I promise. I know I told you this many times before, but I thought I could never have any of this. I grew up in a terrible place. I had a rough life as a mercenary and did a lot of things I'm not proud of in the slightest. Even after I decided to redeem myself and become a hero, I thought my entire life would be fighting until one day I simply died in battle. If I was lucky, sacrificing myself for a greater good. Then I met you. A young, talented wizard who left to explore the world as soon as he reached adulthood. So incredibly intelligent, but at the same time so naive. You always saw the world almost like a child, finding happiness and excitement in the smallest things. I couldn't understand why or how it was even possible, but I grew to admire you for it. Everyone was always so afraid of me, even our other companions, even the villagers we saved, but you always looked at me with that sweet, innocent smile on your face, and couldn't help fall a bit more in love with you every time you did. And now, a few years later, you're willing to give up so many things, to give up exploring the world that fascinates you so much, just so that a brute of a woman can share a bit of your happiness. You became my darling, my little wizard, my master, my love, my everything. And you made me into so many things too. You made me a better person. You made me feel beautiful for the first time. You made me realize I could still be happy as a woman. You gave me a family. And that's why I'm kneeling in front of you now, and I'm sorry, I really wish I had something better than a pair of magic rings we found at a dungeon, but I really feel like this is the moment. Will you bond with me in the eyes of the gods until our last day? Will you marry me? You will. I... I'm sorry, I don't know what to say. Can I kiss the groom now? Oh! I love you, my little wizard, and I always will.